Welcome. Today, we're discussing an interesting content about the absolutely wild and, let's be honest, often cringeworthy art of self-promotion on LinkedIn.
I'm so ready for this. It's a world where everyone is a thought leader and every minor achievement is a major announcement. It's appalling, but you can't look away.
Exactly. You can't. Let's just dive into some of these archetypes. First up, the epic life journey post. We have Brian Follicle, who lists his titles as thought leader, serial founder, dad, husband, son.
Oh, with a classic bio that covers every possible angle of his existence. What's his grand story?
It's a doozy. He says, by the time I was 14, I was a millionaire several times over. By the time I was 21, I was bankrupt. By the time I was 28, I was a billionaire.
14? A millionaire at 14? I was mowing lawns for $20. The level of humble bragging is just off the charts. And of course, it ends with a vague philosophical note. Life is a journey. Travel well.
Of course. And then you get the sycophants. Vincent Vincenti, who is apparently the global CEO, CFO, CTO, CMO, and CHRO, just chimes in with, "Thank you, Brian. This is so true. It's such low-effort engagement."
He's collecting job titles like they're Pokemon cards. But okay, from the humble brag, where do we go next? I'm guessing to someone much more aggressive.
Oh, you have no idea. Meet Dale Commerce, who has had 12 exits, no BS. His post starts with, "If you are reading this, you are a total loser."
Whoa, straight for the jugular. I love it. This is the hustle culture guru who insults you and then immediately tries to sell you something.
Precisely. He says to get off your phone, start coding, and every hour you're not working is an hour off your life. And the punchline? If you want to read my 12-page guide to success, just write winner in the comments.
It's pure genius. And let me guess, our good friend Vincent Vincenti commented.
He did. And he misspelled it. He wrote Winber. You just can't make this stuff up. The frantic need to engage is so real.
That's almost poetic. Okay, so we've had the inspirational story and the aggressive pitch. What about the vulnerability post? The I struggled, but I overcame narrative.
Right here. Sarah Green Brown. She talks about spending the past year trying to find a role, never getting an interview. But then yesterday, she got cold called for her dream job. Her message, resilience is a superpower.
It's a nice story, but on LinkedIn, you just know someone's about to capitalize on that emotion. Who swooped in?
Your psychic. Ajay Bloom, a best-selling author and courage advocate, immediately comments, "Love your grit. If you want to know more about surviving adversity, check out my new book, Bounce Back." End.
There it is. He saw the word adversity, and his sales alert went off. It's like a shark smelling blood in the water. No genuine interaction, just an opportunity to plug his product.
It's a perfect example. But not every post is that deep, right? Sometimes it's just a tiny, tiny personal achievement blown way out of proportion.
You mean like completing a language lesson?
Exactly. Gary Morrison, an accounting leader and ultramarathoner, posts, "I am thrilled to announce that I have got to the next level in Duolingo Portuguese. Obrigado."
Ha, that's incredible. An ultramarathoner celebrating a Duolingo level up. It's so mundane, it's brilliant. But surely no one can turn that into a business pitch, right?
Oh, you underestimate the LinkedIn hustler. Raleigh Mundusley, a senior business development leader, immediately replies, "Congratulations, Gary. If you are interested in translating your podcast into Portuguese, DM me."
No way. She just assumed he has a podcast that needs translating based on a Duolingo post? That is some next-level, relentless networking. I'm almost impressed.
It's a skill, I guess. Speaking of skills, how about some truly bizarre interview advice? From Herman Flange, who has 28,000 followers.
I'm ready. What's the secret they don't teach you in business school?
His advice is, and I quote, "Don't blink." He says it's not a metaphor. Blinking signals uncertainty and fear. You must maintain relentless eye contact. Never blink.
That is the most unhinged thing I've ever heard. I would be so creeped out if someone did that in an interview. That's not a sign of confidence. That's a sign you might be a lizard person. Who on earth would endorse that?
Well, Shruti Shetty, a best-selling author, comments, "Love this advice." And then, you guessed it. If you want to know more about how to land the perfect job, check out Career, a book I wrote.
Of course she did. It's an ecosystem. One person posts something insane, and another uses the engagement to sell a book. It's a perpetual motion machine of self-promotion.
It really is. And it gets even more blatant. We have Rob Snow, who is 10x at everything I do, announcing that he is honored to have been self-nominated for the annual Global Thoughtpreneurship Awards in all 21 categories.
He's self-nominated? In all 21 categories? The audacity is breathtaking. I can't even... What do people say to that?
Well, Rohan Singh, another nominee, comments, "Congratulations, Rob. I have also been self-nominated in every category, but am going to vote for you." He tags it, "Cooperation, not silos."
Wow, that's a masterclass in performative collaboration. I'm your competitor, but I'm such a good guy, I'll vote for you anyway. Please admire my selflessness. It's just layer upon layer of absurdity.
And finally, amidst all this chaos, you get one person who seems normal. Henry Smith. He just says, "I am not a natural self-promoter. I am open to work and grateful for any help."
Aw, a genuine post. A glimmer of hope for the platform. A moment of real human connection.
And then Rally Mundesley, the business development leader, comments, "Congratulations, Henry. If you need help scaling your podcast audience, DM me."
She's back. She strikes again. Even the most honest, humble post can't escape the machine. Everyone has an angle. Everyone is selling. It's a perfect summary of the entire platform.
It truly is. A beautiful, horrifying, and endlessly entertaining ecosystem. Well, that's all the time we have for today. Thanks for listening, and travel well on your journey. Or something like that.
Goodbye.